Members of the Anchorage Assembly took a small step toward addressing complaints about how the city handles homeless camps. At its Tuesday night meeting, the body voted unanimously to lower the number of days between when notice is served by police that a camp is illegal and when city employees start dismantling it. Previously, it was 15 days. Under the new law, it is 10. The camp abatement policy is often cited by frustrated property owners and trail users who say it takes too long between when an illegal camp is reported and when it is ultimately cleaned up. Some of those who testified to the assembly don't see the step as making much of a difference. Alan Williams told assembly members he believes tightening the eviction timeline by a few days doesn't fix problems for property owners or for people experiencing homelessness.
When you're chasing the homeless from campsite to campsite, you're not really doing anything unless you give them someplace where they can go.
Assembly members agree the rule change is hardly a silver bullet. As the proposal has been modified in recent weeks, language has been added that points to more comprehensive efforts undertaken by city officials to find long-term housing options. A spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union Alaska says the organization is still reviewing the new rule before deciding whether to challenge its legality. In the past, the ACLU and other critics have alleged that banning camping outright on public lands without sufficient housing alternatives amounts to unconstitutionally criminalizing homelessness.